This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It has turned out to be a Super Tuesday indeed for Democratic candidate John Kerry. John Kerry is expected to address his supporters shortly and will bring you that speech when it comes. Network exit polls already project that Senator Kerry has winning in 6 of the 10 states that's held contests today. And in another state, Georgia, network exit polls project that Kerry will win. But the actual vote count currently shows North Carolina Senator John Edwards with a slight lead. Vermont gave its former governor, Howard Dean, his only win of the year, even though he stopped campaigning 2 weeks ago. John Edwards had hoped to pull out at least one victory to keep his campaign alive, but reports now say Edwards will return to his home state of North Carolina tonight, and that he'll announce he is pulling out of the race tomorrow. We're going to go to New York just ahead, where the polls closed just a few minutes ago. We're going to start with Scott Horsley, who's there at John Kerry headquarters. Scott, what do you see?
Melissa, it's a very raucous crowd here at Kerry headquarters at the old post office in Washington. Ted Kennedy was just speaking and warming up the crowd. And John Kerry himself has just stepped to the podium.
And let's listen to what he has to say.
I want to thank... thank you. But I don't want you to stop the enthusiasm, all right? Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you to voters from coast to coast who have truly made this a Super Tuesday. Thank you very, very much. I want to thank, I don't know how many of you here had a chance to hear it, but we heard it upstairs, a remarkably gracious, powerful, generous statement by John Edwards tonight. And I want all of us here, I want to thank, there is no question that John Edwards brings a compelling voice to our party, great eloquence to the cause of working men and women all across our nation, and great promise for leadership for the years to come. And we thank him so much for what he has done in the course of this race.
Earlier, Senator Edwards had some very warm words for Senator Kerry, and now he's reciprocated.
I believe that in 2004, one united Democratic Party, we can and we will win this election. And we will build one America of freedom and of fairness for all. For months, John Edwards has been our competitor. But first of all and always, for Teresa and me, John and Elizabeth are our friends. And he is a valiant champion of the values for which our party stands. Let me also congratulate Howard Dean. Again,
Governor Dean actually won a primary today in Vermont.
Again today, we are all reminded of the unprecedented contribution that he has made to our party and to our country, and particularly by bringing so many who were disenfranchised into our party and into the political process, and I know he will continue to fight to do that. Tonight, the message could not be clearer. All across our country, change is coming to America. Before us lie long months of effort and of challenge, and we understand that. We have no illusions about the Republican attack machine and what our opponents have done in the past and what they may try to do in the future. But I know that together we are equal to this task. I am a fighter. And for more... For more than 30 years, I've been on the battle lines, on the front lines of the struggle for fairness and for mainstream American values. And in 2004, I pledge we will tell the truth about what has happened in our country, and we will fight. And we will fight to give America back its future and its hope. There are powerful forces that want America to continue on exactly the path that it's on today. And there are also millions of Americans who are hurt by the policies that favor the few, who doubt whether government once again can work for them. Millions more live in fear every day that they will lose their jobs or lose their health care or lose their pensions. My campaign, our campaign, is about replacing doubt with hope and replacing fear with security.
Senator John Kerry addressing his supporters together, in Washington, D.C.
Together, we are going to build a strong foundation for growth by repealing the Bush tax cuts for the wealthy and investing in education and health care. And we will cut the deficit in half in 4 years, and we will invest in education and health care and the creation of jobs in this country. And I pledge to you with every fiber in my body and every ounce of energy that I can find, we will put the tax code of this nation up to the light of democracy and scrutiny of the American people, and we will repeal every tax break and every loophole that rewards any corporation for gaming the tax code and going overseas to avoid their responsibilities to people in the United States of America.
John Kerry took a call from President Bush earlier tonight. President Bush congratulated him on his victory.
And we will provide new incentives, important new incentives, for manufacturing that reward the good companies that create the jobs and keep them here in the United States. And we will fight as never before for worker protections and for environmental protections in the trade agreements of the United States of America. And long overdue, waiting to be achieved as a matter of fundamental fairness, we will raise the minimum wage so that no one in America works a 40-hour work week and can't get out of poverty. And we will meet one of the most historic challenges of our generation. We will provide a bold new initiative to guarantee that we have a plan for energy independence for the United States. We will invest in the technologies of the future, and we will create 500,000 new jobs doing so, so that no young American in uniform will ever be held hostage to America's dependence on oil in the Middle East.
Senator John Kerry addressing his supporters here in Washington, D.C., and our Scott Horsley is there. Scott, a strong message here about jobs, about trade, tax cuts, the economy. Scott, are you there?
Yes, Melissa, I'm sorry, I am.
just talking about the message from John Kerry tonight being one strongly on economic issues. He's talking about jobs, tax cuts, repealing the Bush tax cuts, looking toward worker protections, a sign of things to come.
Well, that's right, and it's this thing that struck me that John Kerry said, is that with one united Democratic Party, he said that we can and we will win this election. Obviously, this Super Tuesday, we've seen a giant step towards one united Democratic Party.
I also noticed he used the phrase, he represents mainstream American values, and it seemed to me maybe a preemptive strike against the likely attack against him as a Massachusetts liberal. What do you think?
That's exactly what it is, and it's a phrase that John Kerry's been using on the campaign trail for a couple of weeks now. He has tried to brand the Bush administration as extremist and himself as the keeper of mainstream American values.
Scott, where does John Kerry go from here? Where does his campaign take him next, and what does he do?
Well, the plan was to travel to Florida tomorrow and then take Thursday off and then hit the four states that are having primaries next Tuesday. That is Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. Whether John Edwards' withdrawal from the race changes that equation, we'll have to wait and see.
Would you expect him to be spending maybe more time in battleground states and not worrying so much about the primary but really thinking about what's to come in November?
And, of course, in the case of Florida, for example, those battleground states are also states that are scheduled to have primaries next Tuesday. In fact, John Kerry was supposed to be in Florida this evening with an eye both towards Southern Tuesday next week and with an eye towards the general election. He wound up here in Washington instead because of that late Senate vote on the gun control measures.
Okay, Scott, thanks very much. NPR's Scott Horsley, who's with the Kerry campaign in Washington, D.C.